The critters at the upcoming wildlife festival won't be animals that can be found wandering through BC yards or forests. They're exotic creatures from all corners of the globe, and soon they'll be in Abbotsford as part of the annual event by Cobb's Exotic Animal Rescue, making its return to Abbotsford after a successful debut last year. This festival involves a wide range of animals, including some very rare and exotic ones like the African crested porcupine, which is the world's largest porcupine and can weigh in at an impressive 65 pounds. There are also plenty of more cuddling-friendly animals as well, including kangaroos, ferrets, anteaters, and much more. Guests will even have the opportunity to touch some of the animals, with the VIP experience offering a close-up encounter with the sloth that includes petting and photo-taking. View this post on Instagram, a post shared by Cobb's Exotic Animal Rescue, at Cobb's Exotic Animal Rescue. The animals will be spread out among three exhibits, each of which has its own 20-minute educational program that explores interesting facts and gives hands-on demonstrations involving the animals in that specific section. The first of the exhibits is called Destination Africa and features animals that can be found on the second-largest continent on the planet, including porcupines, tortoises, savanna monitors, Kenyan zebra skinks, and much more. Depths of the Jungle is the second exhibit, featuring all kinds of jungle critters ranging from sloths to snakes. In the third exhibit, Diversity of Living Things, visitors will be taken through the things that make Earth's critters similar and different. The animals expected to be covered in this section of the festival are kangaroos, sugar gliders, toads, and much more. View this post on Instagram, a post shared by Cobb's Exotic Animal Rescue, at Cobb's Exotic Animal Rescue. There are a variety of ways to experience the wildlife festival, including the adults-only section, which takes place from 7 to 9 p.m. on the first night of the event. During this time, only those at least 19 years old will be allowed in the festival, with the show evolving into a unique mix of trivia, comedy, education, and more. There is also an option for those with children or other individuals with sensitivities to attend the quiet hour. For a $5 donation per person, people can attend this special time period where noise and crowds will be greatly reduced from 10 to 11 a.m. on Saturday, July 12. For those interested in getting tickets to this event, Cobb's Exotic Animal Rescue is warning people to be aware that there are scams online trying to sell fake tickets to the wildlife festival. To avoid being scammed, tickets should only be purchased through the official Wildlife Festival website or at the door during the event. Several different types of tickets are available, including the family rate, which is a new addition this year and can be bought at the door for families of at least 4 people for a price of $18 per person. The adults-only night tickets are available for $26 in advance or $30 at the door, while general admission tickets are $16 in advance and $20 at the door, with kids 3 years old or younger able to get in for free. VIP tickets, which include a 30-minute guided tour and other bonus experiences, are $150 per person in advance. The Wildlife Festival takes place at the Ag Rec Center, 32470 Haida Doctor, from July 11 to 13. With this being the last BC stop after festival dates that took place earlier this year in Invermere and Vernon. The full show schedule for Abbotsford is Friday, July 11, general admission, 1 to 6:30 p.m., adults only, 7 to 9 p.m. Saturday, July 12, quiet hour, 10 to 11 a.m., general admission, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Sunday, July 13, general admission, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Cobb's Exotic Animal Rescue is a Calgary-based organization that is responsible for caring for hundreds of exotic animals that have been rescued from poor situations, often after being discarded by individuals who thought it might be fun to own an exotic pet. All of the proceeds from the Wildlife Festival go toward helping the group continue its mission of promoting wildlife conservation and education surrounding exotic pet ownership.